Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's, the loser line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the loser line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the bar and uses this charming pickup line. Hey, excuse me, miss. I think there's something in your eye. Oh, no. Sorry, it's just the sparkle of life.
Oh, you have it.
And it's awesome. After he says that, whatever you do, don't get your boyfriend to come over and pound his head. Instead, ask him to pound something else.
Whoa,
and then give him the number to the loser line. So hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play for you over the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, it's Tim. I just wanted to leave you a quick message. I don't know how to really say this, but I kind of have a problem with smokers. I think it's just a super disgusting habit. I'm sorry. I feel like I had to get that off my chest. I had a great time, though. You're a great person. I had so much fun with you, but smoking is like a deal breaker for me. Okay, bye.
Next message.
He got the number for the loser line, but he still feels like he should call and judge just a little bit.
And the thing is, as someone who used to smoke, people like that think that they're going to change your mind.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to get you to quit. Oh, I'm so great. I'm sure she'll stop.
She's going to get that message, and that's the one point where she's like, you know what? He was right. The random guy at the bar that asked for my phone number, yep, that's what did it.
Motivation, man.
Here's another message from the loser line.
Next message.
Hi, Sarah. This is look, I really appreciate you driving me home last night. I know I got a little too drunk, and I know you needed to take my car last night to get home, which is totally understandable. I just, I'm wondering where you are now, because you said you would bring it back in the morning, and here we are about 7 hours later in the afternoon, and I haven't heard from you, and I'm starting to get a little concerned. You seem like a really nice girl, and I trusted you with my car, so you could just get back in touch with me. I'm really kind of starting to freak out. I've got a thing where I get ulcers when I panic a lot, and today is definitely making that happen. So if you could just please get in touch with me. I just need to find my car.
Next message.
Oh, okay. No,
I support giving the loser line number up. I don't support stealing somebody's car.
Dude.
But I will. I mean, I don't either. But a genius ploy to steal someone's car.
Yeah.
Don't worry,
here's my number.
Yeah.
Call me. Just call
me.
Of course I'll take you home. I'm a good person.
He did call back. Here's another message.
Did?
Next message.
Sarah, this is it totally slipped my mind. You probably forgot where I live. You're probably driving around right now looking for my house in my car. If you listen to my first message, it did sound a little like I was trying to accuse you of something, which I'm definitely not. And so just call me back, and we will get this taken care of, and I can get my car back.
Next message.
I'm a lot happier on that one.
Oh, my God, he's freaking out.
And he's like, you know what? It can't be that she stole my car.
No.
Because I'm not an idiot who would just give my car to a stranger that would take it. She's got to just, but she can't find my house. Makes perfect sense.
Of course.
And guess what?
Uh-uh.
He called back again.
Next message.
Sarah, it's James. It's been about 48 hours, and I have still not heard from you, so I am calling the police now. I feel like I've given you enough grace period, so I am going to come have them find you so I can get my car back. And just FYI, if you hear this and you feel bad for what you did, then good. You're a bad person.
Next message.
Wow.
You showed her.
He definitely didn't hold back at the end of that.
And who waits 2 days to report their stolen car?
He still likes her. At the end of that, she could call him back and be like, let's go on a date. He'd be like, okay.
And if you think about it, the police are going to go, do you have her number? And he's going to give the police the number to the loser line. And maybe we'll be playing that next. Remember, if you want the number for the loser line, all you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592. And we'll give you that phone number that you can give out to somebody who's hitting on you that you would rather not have hitting on you, so they can hopefully not steal your car, but can leave us a message like this.
Next message.
Hey, Brittany, how's it going? It's Ken. I love it. All the stuff that you were whispering and about how you want to get naughty and everything. I am so down for that. Anytime you want to get naughty, I will get naughty with you. Anytime you want. So it's going to sound really kind of weird that I'm telling you this, but I shave my nipples. It's a long story, but I just need you to know it's something that I need to get off my brain before I get with a girl. So when I take off my shirt, you might notice some like bald spots right around my nipples, and I don't want you to be alarmed. So I want you to know going into it that this is a normal thing. I don't have a disease or anything like that. It's just I have to shave my nipples now because they're all – it's bald. And so I just want to make sure you're cool with that before, you know, we get naughty, because I definitely want to get naughty with you.
Next message.
I'm glad that he made sure he got that information out of the way.
And what does he do that he has to shave just his nipples?
It's kind of nice to have them like that.
But why wouldn't you? I mean, if you're going to do it all.
I'm not sure.
Not just little bald circles around the nips.
Look like eyes now.
And see, so many questions, and that's why he feels that he needs to answer them before he is intimate with a woman. Remember, if you want the number for the Loser Line, just text the word loser to 78592. Listen to the Loser Line regularly on Mondays at 7:10 and 9:10. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.